Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anthony Tyson Thompson, he is running for mayor of Buffalo. Primary day is Tuesday. By the way, you'll have live coverage here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You know, you've been bringing up that you are the outsider in this race at the debates, at the forum. So with everything facing Buffalo now, why run for mayor of Buffalo?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a outsider. I've been really much ingrained in Buffalo my entire life, born and raised here. And I was the last candidate to really run for office. I was number 11th into the race, and I was really waiting for the right leadership to show up, the same way many people in Buffalo have been waiting for the right leadership for decades and generations. I really do believe that my candidacy is the bridge, the connector between the young and the old, people who have been here for generations, and newcomers to the city of Buffalo. Now, I grew up in Buffalo's east side, so I know the challenges that many families face across the city, like the impossible burden of choosing between groceries or paying bills, between having to take a second job or be home for the kids. So my candidacy is really about how can I help create systemic and structural change so that every resident in the city of Buffalo can have a viable life.
You know, you mentioned the east side of Buffalo, and it seems like, you know, so much is talked about and then nothing actually happens. As mayor, how would you focus differently on the east side so there is the change that, like you said, we've been hearing for decades about?
Yeah, so as mayor, I won't just be the mayor of the east side. I'll be the mayor of east, west, south, and north Buffalo, one Buffalo. But I do know that the issues that persist, and particularly communities of colors, when those things move on the needle forward towards progression, we're helping the city overall. So we have a lot of tough structural issues, infrastructures, potholes, crumbling homes, vacant lots. Childhood poverty is one of the worst in this country, with lead poisoning, which is a big issue. And then economic opportunity of Buffalo being a Rust Belt city and the decline of factory jobs. We have to make sure that we have a leader who has bold vision and, you know, dynamic leadership to address all of these things together holistically. And as mayor, that's what I intend to do.
Obviously, one of the things facing Buffalo right now is this major deficit that has been, I think, the first question of every debate that I've seen. You know, looking at the deficit the city's in and the plan of the current mayor, what would you do the same? What would you do differently to tackle that issue that would be on your desk day one as mayor?
Yeah, so I know there's been a lot of news on this campaign cycle about this deficit of $70 million, but we have to be honest with our people. We've been in a deficit. The east side of Buffalo has been in a deficit. West side has been in a deficit. South side, even parts of North Buffalo have been in all the deficit. A deficit of opportunity, a deficit of underperforming schools, of infrastructure. There are so many things at the realm of creating this. And one of the biggest things that we've seen over the past decades and generation of leadership from the status quo and career politicians that they've been overestimating the revenue, underestimating the cost, which has led to the structural deficit that we see now. The first thing we have to do as mayor, that we have to do a complete audit of the city operations. From there, figure out where the inefficiency lies, without cutting frontline services to people, making sure that government is accessible and the things that we say that we're going to allocate to organizations and people is actually dispersed, but also making sure that we're expanding our tax base, which includes like making sure the economy is growing, making sure we're bringing business, new enterprises.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Both public and private to the city of Buffalo to conduct business, build tourism, and making sure that small business and people who are interested in entrepreneurship all have an equal opportunity to thrive.
You know, you speak about businesses in the economy, and you know, downtown Buffalo is something that we talked about on one of my shows last week. I mean, you look at Main Street in the heart of downtown Buffalo, and there's nothing. I mean, the Main Place Mall is empty. What kind of strategies, what kind of what attempts would you make? You know, the current mayor, he's trying to take over the Grand Hotel, the former Adams Mark. What would you do to incentivize business and people coming back downtown?
Yeah, man. So let me tell you. So we have to, I think that leadership over like the last decades and generations have been focusing on making like big hits, right? They want big names with big numbers and big projects. But we forget about the little guy. We forget about the small business pop, mom and pop shop that needs hope. You know, there's so much ambition and there's so much of a drive for folks who want to be entrepreneurs, who want an opportunity at making a great American life. We have to make sure we're focused on those people. When we have a small, thriving business economy, we have an overall good, thriving Buffalo economy. So it's having a common sense approach to how we implement policy. I can't name how many incentives and how many grants and how many initiatives that we have for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Only problem is the system is so convoluted. It's so confusing to navigate City Hall. You're almost seen as adversary when you go to City Hall and try to get some resources. People aren't getting to it. So we got to make sure that what we have is accessible. We're speaking truth to power, but we're also meeting people where they are, right? We have to make sure that we're educating our citizens so that they can actually have the education needed to have a viable entrepreneur and small business. So working with the SBA, working with our county partners, and a whole bunch of other initiatives, make sure that whatever people need to have a thriving life or opportunity at the American dream, they have. So it's really that simple.
You know, you talk about the big projects. It is always like that big development project, and then, you know, you stop hearing about it after it's been talked about for 3 or 4 years. The one now is obviously covering the 33. Some people want to eliminate the 198 or at least complete the project that was began on the 198. Where do you stand on those? I know they're state projects, but as mayor, what project would you put your weight behind when it comes to the 33 and the 198?
Yeah, I don't think you have to pick a this or that. I think one of the problems in American politics these days is so polarizing that we got to choose this thing or that thing. There's so much nuance and complexity in the middle, which is reality. We can have both, but we also have to have a leader at the rim making sure that these things are being corrected. Like the 33, for example, is really a justice, you know, correcting the injustice project. You know, the 33 went through right of the East Side community. It destroyed the Humboldt Parkway. It created a lot of public health issues. It plummeted property value, which is now even showing up in our today's deficit of, you know, property stock being in disarray. So really, this is our attempt to really correct a lot of structural systemic problems that we have. So being a leader, we need to make sure and demanding as mayor that the state and the federal government do right by us and making sure that every step is followed productively and efficiently so we can make sure that our people aren't suffering from the consequences. So, you know, asthma has gone up specifically over the decades of people who live next to the highway and sure the skyway as well. But a lot of these things, they happen to be just headlines and photo ops that we don't really see significant improvement or progress on these projects, but we see plenty of shovel photo ops and people just talking about the funding that they got, but no actually real development on these projects.
Another issue that's come up at the most recent debates is safety, not only in the schools, but safety in Buffalo. As mayor, how would you address those concerns?
Yeah. So, you know, law enforcement and public safety is really the most powerful function of local government. And we have to make sure that we're providing equitably, safely, and that we're training our professors to be the best law enforcement possible. You know, there's a big burden of being a police officer. You have to make life decisions within a split second. But also there's a burden of being a citizen when you're subjected to that law enforcement. So we have to make sure we're bringing all thoughts, all ideas, and people are being seen and heard at the table. And then from there, finding common sense ways, but also compassionate ways to improve public safety and partnerships with the community. You know, when there's an adversarial approach to policing, we have to go back to that partisan hackery of either this or that, choosing between police or the people. You create a whole bunch of havoc because people don't feel comfortable speaking with police, and police maybe feel that, you know, they're not trusted by the people who they're trying to protect. So you have to make sure that as a mayor, that I'm coming in as the city's biggest organizer, the biggest partner of people. So let's all come together. Let's all address these issues that were so when crime does happen, people feel comfortable coming forward. And when police are policing, they feel like they have the safety and the trust of the people who they are trying to protect.
Anthony, we're in that final weekend leading up to primary day. How's the campaign going?
Oh, man, it's a blessing. I've never been more exhausted in my life, but I really feel like I'm in a calling right now. So I don't necessarily feel it yet. The base is really strong. I think I performed really well during the debates, and people are really encouraged by this campaign. I can tell you, like, you know, my campaign slogan is the word impossible. And it's true. I mean, growing up in Buffalo and some parts of this city, you feel like things are impossible. It's just you can't do anything. But with perseverance, faith, and hard work, man, anything is possible. And you start to realize really soon that the word becomes impossible. So that's what this candidacy represents. That's what I want people to feel when they're living in the city of Buffalo, is that you are possible because Buffalo is possible.
Anthony, you're the final mayoral candidate that we've talked to on Hardline, other than Sean Ryan, but he refuses to come on. And for all the candidates, I've asked this question to wrap up the interview. Anything that you wanted to address that I didn't, here's your opportunity.
Vote. I don't care who you vote for, although I would love your support. This is the first time in 20 years we've had an open primary for the mayor of the city of Buffalo. The five candidates running, and you should do your due diligence. Early voting is from now until June 22nd, and election day for this primary is June 24th. Get out and vote. Get out and vote.
He is Anthony Tyson Thompson. He's running for mayor of Buffalo. Anthony, thank you so much, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey, take care. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.